Parshas Nosoi, which as we know is the longest parsha in the Torah. 176 pesukim. Interestingly enough, the longest mesechta ends with 176 daf. It's really 175 because of that. And the longest tehillim is 176. I'm not sure the reason behind that. But this parsha really is the longest parsha. And in truth, longest single parsha. And in truth, it all boils down to one part of the parasha that one would seem to think can be narrowed down, it can be summarized, it can be shortened, other than the fact that the parasha goes through in a very uncharacteristic form, repeating again and again and again what the 12 Nasiim brought. And the 12 Nasiim brought exactly the same, physically, exactly the same korbanos. And the parasha talks about the korbanos it brings, and it speaks out every single day, b'yom rishon, b'yom sheni, b'yom shlishi, talks again and again and again, exactly what they brought out. And one would imagine that the Torah, in its characteristic form of learning even many halachas from extra words in the Torah, could have done itself a service by just saying that each one of the Nasiim brought these things. You could have just done that. What's the idea of speaking them out 12 times, each exactly the same language, other than a couple of nuances here and there? Okay, completely out of character. Why does the Chazal do that? Why does the Parsha do that? Furthermore, what's very interesting is that the Pasuk mentions in the very beginning of the Parsha on the theme of Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, or a little bit before that, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, v'yakrivu hanasim, and in the Nasiim were makri, they brought up, es chanukas hamizbeach, v'yom ha'shach oisai, v'yakrivu hanasim es korbonim v'fnei hamizbeach. Why does it say v'yakrivu hanasim es chanukas hamizbeach, v'yakrivu hanasim es korbonim v'fnei Hashem? Why does it say twice the lashon of v'yakriv? Number one. Furthermore, if you look in Pasuk Yud Beis, there is extra words here. And it was makriv, the first person is korbonoi nachshon ben aminodov lemati Yehuda. Why does it say vayihah makriv biyom rishon es korbonoi, and he was makriv on the first day his korban? He could have just said vayihah makriv biyom rishon nachshon ben aminodov, which in fact does say that in all the other ones. Biyom hasheni hikriv, biyom hashlishi nosi v'nizun lov korbonoi korbonoi. Yeah, why does it say the exhalation of a makriv biyom rishon es korbonoi? He was makriv on the first day his korban, which seems to be redundant. Also, the second one as well is unusual. We'll point that out as well. It says biyom hasheni hikriv nesani ben tzua. It doesn't say anywhere else the loshon hikriv. That's correct. Yeah, it just says nosi divnei zvulon on the third one korbonoi. Hikriv is also unusual for the second one. Furthermore, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk begins with the korbonoi, and his korban. Where the other ones, it doesn't say the korbonoi, it just says korbonoi. Yeah? What's the vav the korbonoi? So the Nesiv Shalom brings down from the Meforshim, and it's a well known from Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Pasuk says, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban lashem. Menaboko u'menatzoin takrives korbanchem. That's what the Parsha talks about in Parshas Vayikra. And he explains that this, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu does not need our korbanos. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu does not need our animals. He created those bleating things. Yeah, he doesn't need our animals. When our Kodesh Baruch Hu commands us to bring a korban, it's Odom ki yakriv mikem. It is a person who is makriv mikem, from himself, a korban. In other words, a person is supposed to identify the coming close of Kodesh Baruch Hu by giving up of yourself, miakriv mikem, giving up of yourself a korban Hashem. What do you do in order to do that? Menaboko umenatzoim takrives korbanchem, from the behamius, from the animalistic the behavior that's inside a person, a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to give that over to him, to redeem ourselves, to release ourselves of our animalistic intentions and inclinations in order to follow in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Odom ki yakriv mikem, when a person is makriv, it's mikem, it's from you, you'll be a hamias, what's inside you. So the purpose of the korban is yakriv mikem, is what's coming from you. So if that's the case, bayakriva hanasim es chukanukas hamizbeach, when the nasim came close and the chukanukas beach, bayakriva es hanasim es korbonom lifnem beach, then became a chelik of what was going on over here. But what was especially outstanding was the korban of the first day. Vayhi hamakriv b'im harishin es korbonoi nachshu b'im another mati Yehuda. On that, the Nesiv HaSholem says that what was special about Nachshon ben Aminadov? Where did he stand up as being outstanding?
He jumped into the water.
He was somebody who was completely involved in Ratzon Hashem and completely discarded any feelings of self-importance or self-worth or even his life in order for Avodas Hashem. So Vayhi HaMakriv B'Yom Rishon, why was he Zoichon Yom Rishon? Because he was Vayhi HaMakriv. He was a person who absolutely gave over himself. That is why he was B'Yom Rishon. That's why he came first. Not only that, Es Korbonoi, he also gave a Korban. He also gave a Korban of that Nesiim brought down. But the main element of a Korban is giving of yourself. Vayhi HaMakriv B'Yom Rishon. The person who was known as the Makriv, the person who gave up himself, he was Vayhi HaMakriv, that known person who is Makriv, the person who give over Moisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Nachshon ben Aminadov. He was HaMakriv, he was the person who gave over himself to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Also, what did he do? Es Korbonah, he gave over another Korban that we know over here, that was Karas Kesev Achas, a physical Korban. But what the element of a Korban is to give over yourself, and that was what Nachshon ben Aminadov perfected.
Who says this?
That's Nesiv HaSholem says that. Yeah. As you pointed out, on the second day, Bayoim Hasheni, Hikriv Nesana Ben Tzur. This is again a language which is unusual. Hikriv Nesana Ben Tzur. Why did it say Hikriv? On that again, Nesiv HaSholem points out that the second day was a Nasi of Yisachar. Yisachar was Chamoy Goyrim. He was a Bnei Torah. And there's a certain element that Bnei Torah have an obligation to be makriv themselves, hikriv es korbonoi, hikriv, they've got to be, in the next part of your test, hikriv es korbonoi, he's makriv es korbon, it means he's totally involved in his korbon. Why dafka by him? Because by a Bnei Torah, there's an element of, that's ein Torah niskaim el mim meimish ma'atzmo yaleo. The Torah cannot be fulfilled unless a person completely gives over himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So hikriv es korbonai, he completely was makriv of who he was, his korban to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And those are two elements that were unique.
So why is it say hikriv and makriv?
It says...
The makriv is...
But him representing...
He emulated, he was represented because he does it in Torah. What the first Nasi did, who he created that small physically, and he does the same thing.
He does the same thing. He's totally based on
the first one.
Look,
any case, Yehuda is the Mela.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you should. So now, so Rashi brings down exactly. Rashi looks in Pasuk Yudches, Yudtes in Rashi. Hikriv is korbona. Ma tamlei me hikriv b'shivto yisheli sochel. Why does it say hikriv by the shevto yisochel? Ma shlei nema b'chol ha-shvotim. That it doesn't say by other shvotim. The fish bar Uvein ve'irer. Reuven came along and had a complaint. So Omar, and he said, "Acha shekadmani Yehuda achi." After Yehuda, Yehuda has a special place as a king. Nachshon ben Aminadov is the ultimate korban. Fine. Akrivani achrav. I should come next. Omar le Moshe mepi agvura nema. Loishi akrivu is from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi carries on, and he says, "Ubi yisoidai." End of this part of Rashi. Ubi Soidish Ramesha Hadarshan, and in the Sefer of his Rebbe, Matsasi Omer Pinchas Ben Yair, Nesanel Ben Tzur, Hisiyon Eitzuzu. It was the idea of Nesanel Ben Tzur to do these korbonos. So he was the one who instigated through his encouragement to do these korbonos, and therefore he got a very prestigious second place in the listing of these 12 tribes. These 12 Nesim. So I just want to tell you over here an amazing, amazing koyach. Of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a schar of an Eitzah Tova. A person gives an Eitzah Tova over here, he had an Eitzah Tova, he encouraged, it was his idea to do all these Ma'aseh Korbanos, he got the schar that he got sent to second place. In Elena Leshebech, Rav Zilberstein gives over an amazing, phenomenal story. It's a phenomenal story. He says, you want to look it up yourself, more than welcome to in the Lein L'Shabeach. He says that this. He says, in not so long ago in Hebron, in the city of Hebron, there was a terrorist attack that a soldier was walking doing a patrol around the Arab areas of Hebron, and out of a alleyway, somebody came out and shot him at point blank range. And this was not an area where usually people walk around. It was a very quiet area, and he was literally bleeding to death. And not far, there happened to be a soldier who was in a different street, and he heard a gunshot, so he ran to investigate, and he found his friend lying on the floor, bleeding to death. So he stayed there with him, and he gave him first aid on the spot, and he called an ambulance, and he took him, and he didn't leave go of this soldier until he actually went to the hospital, and he made sure everything was under control. And the family of this soldier came, and when he saw them come, he disappeared. He didn't want to intrude and get in the way and get a big thank you. He disappeared. Baruch Hashem, because of his actions, they performed on him first aid. The doctor said that he saved his life, and the fact that he got to hospital so quickly saved his life. It was a nace that he reacted so quickly, and Baruch Hashem, he made a recovery. The family, let's get the exact details. Bear with me. Yeah. The family lived in Kiryat Malachi, and they had a store. They had a store, and they put a big sign out on the store, which basically told the whole miracle that happened, and the praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they asked everyone, if they know who this soldier was that saved their son's life, to please tell them who it was, that they can give them appropriate thanks. And that sign was a long time in the store. After a year and a half, a woman came in who lived in Be'er Sheva. Okay? I'm not sure how far that is in distance, but obviously it's not close. She's from Be'er Sheva. She came into the store. She bought some stuff. On the way out, she saw this big sign. And it dawned on her that it was her son that was the one who had saved the shopkeeper, the store owner's son. All the details fitted in. It was the same time in the Hebron, and she remembered that her son a year and a half back had said what happened to her, and she realized it was her son. And she walked over to the wife of the owner, and she embraced and said, "You should just know it was my son who was the one who saved your son." And there was tears flowing, and there's a chorus of toiv, and she said, "This is amazing how you came in here. Why should you come over here from Be'er Sheva to Kiryat Malachi? The first time you've been in here." So I've got to tell you the truth, it's not my first time I've been in here. This is my second time I've been in here. He says, "Really? How do you remember?" I said, "I was here 20 years ago. And I was having a very, very difficult pregnancy. And I came in here and I sat down in your shop, you're helping me, and you saw what difficult time it was. And I mentioned to you that it's so difficult, I want to end the pregnancy. And you encouraged me, and you were kind to me, and you gave me the encouragement, and you told me who to go to for advice. And I kept that pregnancy. And that child that was born because of that pregnancy was the one who saved that storekeeper's son." That is a koyach of good advice. That is a koyach of Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person has an element of good advice, and Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow that person, Chalila, doesn't get lost. This saved this person's life that 20 years later. And this is what's going on over here. He got second place for saying a piece of good advice. But I want to move on over here.
Rashi says earlier, before the whole introduction to the Matan of the Nesim, that it was done according to
Nevuah,
the traveling Masalot.
Yeah, but that itself was a pi Nevuah.
Okay.
How they should exactly be. That itself was Nevuah.
Okay.
Now, the Rosh Hashanah Pinchas says something which is extremely striking, and it's something which is a real eye-opener. He said, "What should we be thinking when we are reading through this parasha again and again and again and again and again, 12 times, exactly the same things? What should we be thinking?" Now, you know, in any society, there's elements of competition. There's elements of doing a little bit better, of being an individual, of sticking out of the crowd, not being like the flow. Yeah, being better, being different, showing your individuality in Avodas Hashem. And he says, you know, in order to get the picture of it, let's take Yeshiva Bocha. Yeshiva Bocha comes to Shacharis. and he davens Shachris in the Yeshiva, and then he does morning Seder, and he does afternoon Seder, and he does evening Seder, and he has the tefillahs, and he has the learning, and so he feels sometimes that he wants to do something individual. It's something he wants to do in order to have his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to show his special part that he has with Rebbeinu Shleilam. So after Shachris, he says 5 minutes to Tehillim. Nobody else does it. Everyone leaves a base medrash to breakfast. He says it's 5 minutes to Tehillim. And he feels exalted. He feels really happy with himself, with the fact that he has actually found something to have a relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilam that is unique, and that is able to bond with Rebbeinu Shleilam that he couldn't do otherwise. So Shimshon Pinchas says, Chalila, Chas v'Shalom, to be any way minimize the effects and the benefits of saying Tehillim. But that this boy actually has it wrong. And this parasha is telling us over here that in order to say Tehillim and that way have this relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilam is not Das Torah. This is not what the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants. Rebbeinu Shleilam does not want you to do something different, and by doing such a way have your relationship with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go through Shulchan Aruch, to daven with everybody else, to learn the Seder to everybody else, to do everything normal like everybody else, and still be unique. Don't do say to him, daven in your special way. Daven with your kavanas, that ultimately nobody will have those kavanas with you because you're different to everybody else. Everybody has unique avodah. Everybody has a unique way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, within the Seder, the way you learn, your limud Torah is unique. If you focus on your attributes, if you focus on your potential, you focus on your weaknesses too. That's fine. But ultimately, every person is unique. You don't have to do something different to have the relationship. You can daven exactly the same as everyone else is davening. You can learn the same siddurim, and you can still have the relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that is avodas Hashem. My Rebbe Chaim Kaufman said, why is it that we have here an enormous amount of emphasis on the fact that the Nesiim did a Maisa of Achdus? What did they do, Achdus? In a previous psukim, it talked about the fact that they took agodis, they took wagons, and two Nesiim together united to bring a wagon. Right? Two Nesiim together brought a wagon. And that showed Achdus, the fact that they united together. It wasn't independent. They used a different koyach of a different shevet in order to come together and to bring together this element of Achdus. So if that's Achdus, why didn't they all get together and sit around one big table and decide we're going to bring together this mega korban? Instead of each one bringing on a different day, we're going to do this mega korban, this huge one united korban of Avodas Hashem. And we, instead of having 12 days, we'll do one huge korban altogether. So why is it that when it comes to our goddess, where they're all separate, or where they're together, where they're united, and did something together, and then when it came to the korbanos, they all split up and did their own thing? And he answers like this. He says, Rabban Kaufman, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg seems to say the same thing by Kriya Shema. He says, when it comes to achdus, when it comes to unity, unity is a fantastic springboard to the Avodas Hashem. When we needed to receive the Torah, we needed to be the Yachin Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. We had to be underneath the mountain, all united, to be one person. That unity is a fantastic start to preparing for Avodas Hashem. But unity is a killer when it comes to performing Avodas Hashem. A person cannot possibly use the tzibur, use the klal, use the unity of Klal Yisrael as by any means hiding behind the masses and not being obligated himself in his individual Aveda. Every person is unique in their Aveda Hashem. Every person cannot stand behind and be yotze with somebody else. Every person has their own Aveda. So when it came to the Nesiim giving the Agolos wasn't Aveda Hashem. Agolos are the preparations of Aveda Hashem. It was how the Levium carried the Kroshim from place to place. It was how you built up a Mishkan. That's fine. But when it came to that Avodas Hashem, when it came to my personal thing, I can't stand in Shemona Esra and say, everyone else is davening, I'll stand back, I'm fine. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg says, a person cannot be Yetzer Kriya Shema with Shmei Ko'ine. Why not? Because Shmei Ko'ine generally means that you can be Yetzer somebody else. One person says, like a bracha of Kiddush, right? And you listen, and you Yetzer Kiddush. But that doesn't work with Shema, Kriya Shema. Why not? Because Kriya Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim. Your Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim is totally different to another person's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim. It's apples and oranges. It's different tefillah. With your Avodas Hashem, with your Kabbalah, with your commitment to Rabbeinu Shloilam, and his commitment is completely, there's nothing which unites you. You cannot be working with Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim together with Shmei Ko'ina. With Sfiras Ha'Oim, it also doesn't work. Why not? Because my Kabbalah Satayra is different to your Kabbalah Satayra. It's different. And therefore, when it came to that goddess, the preparation, the start to Avodas Hashem, by all means, unity is great. But when it comes to Avodas Hashem itself, small people have to realize that they aren't big people. And they have to realize that there's many steps to get to where they need to reach. You can't jump steps. And big people cannot hide behind small people. They look how great I am. No, much more is expected from you. And that's what we're saying over here. That the Avodas Hashem of the Nesim over here is to understand and appreciate that working on every person's Avodah is different. You don't have to be something different. You don't have to stick out from the crowd and your Avodas Hashem is to be 5 minutes to hit him after davening. That's fine if you have the real part of the Avodas Hashem of working what everybody else does and find your individuality, find who you are within that group. Just want to finish off with a beautiful, beautiful vox from the Zayim Torah. He says, "Ubayoyim Ashvi." Yeah, you go through Ubayoyim Achmishi, Ubayoyim Ashishi, Ubayoyim Ashvi, Ubayoyim Ashvi Nosi Levnei Ephraim. So what's Ubayoyim Ashvi? So the Meforsh, the Rishonim bring down Ubayoyim Ashvi. The Meforsh bring down Ubayoyim Ashvi is Shvi leMaisa Bereishis. It's the seventh day of Maisa Bereishis. In other words, the Ubayoyim Ashvi was on Shabbos. Yeah, it was a Shabbos. So the Chazal ask, how was it that this B'yoyim HaShvi, Nosi Livnei Ephraim, this individual Nosi, could bring these korbanos? There were korbanos over here. Par Echa Ben Boka, Ayel Echot, Keves Echot. How can you bring korbanos? Ein Makrivin Korban Yochid B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Yochid on Shabbos. This is a Korban Yochid. Answers the Mefarshim, brought down from the Medrash already, that it became a Korban Tzibur. And a Korban Tzibur is brought up on Shabbos. A Musaf is brought up on Shabbos, a Tomid. Yeah, it's Korban Tzibur. What does that mean? So Zayin HaTorah says that Klal Yisrael, the earliest roots, there was division. Avram Avinu, his two sons, could not sit together by a table. Yitzchok Avinu, his two sons, were out to kill each other. I mean, Esav right now wants to kill Yaakov. Even within Yaakov's children's animosity, there was infighting. There was Yaakov's children, there was Leah's children, there was Rachel's children, there was Imois. There was infighting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that for Hachana, for Kabbalah Satira, for a nation that is divided, it cannot possibly be that we can keep the Torah together. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out as from 12 tribes, put us into Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was the galvanizing factor that when people are in pain, you see how people get together and as fantastic actors when people are in a hospital, stuck together in a hospital, or a person's in a war, it brings everyone together. And therefore Mitzrayim brought everybody together, but they left early. They left Mitzrayim early because of the Menteh Sharetum, and they couldn't stay there any longer. And therefore, only when it came to Harsinai was there again unity. But again, after Harsinai, there was division because of the Egel. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to again bring them together with the Mishkan. So with the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael was brought together for the first time at the end of a long process of purification within who they were to become one group of people. And it came such that the first day Nachshon and Amnon brought it, the second day the next Shavuot brought it. There's no fighting, there's no disagreement. And he looked through there's all the Bnei Leah, yeah, Yom HaShishi is Zvulun, and then Yom Revi is Reuven, and then Yom Chamishi is Shimon, and the Yom Shishi is God, right? It's all Bnei Leah. And then, when it comes to Yom Shvi, it was Bnei Rachel. There was no difference. In other words, there was such achdus over there that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'm able to see now that a Korban Yochid, an individual Korban, has become now a passion of Klal Yisrael. A Korban Yochid became a Korban Tzibur. When a person is able to ma'achad himself in Klal Yisrael, then individuals become a whole. And therefore these individual Nesim became a whole. Their individual Korban Yochid, became a Korban Tzibur, because they were all, everyone was happy with every day that Nosi is bringing a Korban. There was no competition. There's no aggravation. There's no infighting. There's nothing. And that was a klech of achdus. So achdus is something that can bring together a nation, make your own personal little korban into a korban tzibur that's doicha Shabbos. Achdus is important as a preparation to avodas Hashem, but it cannot be used chalila as hiding behind the cloud and saying, "Look, let them daven. I'm staying in bed." Every person has their own avodah. The avodah has to be in the normal day-to-day elements of a Kodesh Baruch Hu requires from each person. Don't be special and do strange things in order to show your individuality. Be individual in your avodas Hashem within what everybody else is doing. That is why every day the korban is repeated again and again. We also talked about the idea, concept of being makriv yourself, making yourself into an individual, giving yourself over to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was personified by Nachshon ben Amminadav and also by the Shevet of Yisachar who were Bnei Torah. And lastly, we talked about as well, was the idea of that a good idea, that instigates a mass return and a mass improvement will never ever go unnoticed. Even on a personal basis, we said over the story of the soldier. Yashar Koyach Gadol.